Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. How we doing? What's crack-a-lackin'? It's March 19th, 3/19/24, boy. what, the last episode was February? Yeah, man, I heard it. A lot of reflection, a lot of, you know, living and learning. And, yeah, like I said, reflecting and fucking getting over shit. sorry. Excuse me. I don't know. You're not happy all the time. Like, that's what I can say. So, but yeah, I feel cool. I feel good. The baby shower's coming up, man. The baby shower is on the 23rd. And man, yeah, we got all the stuff. I feel like we should go. I think we're gonna go like later on this week, maybe to just add on a little spice to it. But I think we're set, to be honest. What I did find out, fucking, it might rain. You know, it's not gonna be like the best climate, but I mean, it has a nice roof, and we already booked the spot, so there's that. But other than that, it's gonna be swell. We have people coming. There's gonna be food. There's gonna be people coming. And this is, I haven't been to many baby showers. most of them when I was little, and I didn't get it. To me, it was just another party. So I feel like this is gonna be like the first one where I'm gonna be participating. And I'm the dad in the baby shower. So yeah, I never done. There's a bunch of games and stuff, and that's really what I'm nervous about. And then what else? Just like having everyone there and just everyone being happy that the baby's coming, that she's on her way, and we're waiting for her, you know? We're excited. It's exciting. And then soon after that is going to be my brother's baby shower, his girl's baby shower, so I have to get a gift. You have to get a gift. And then also I want to get a push gift. Was that a push present? There you go. I knew I had like a play on words. Push. What's it called? Push present. I don't know what to get. I think it should be, I mean, obviously, I should get the ring, right? Obviously, in a perfect world. I mean, if I was in the means to do it in a heartbeat, I would even think about it, bro. But right now, I'm in a situation where I kind of have to think about it, you know? So, not as in my love for her. No, no question. It's just money, dog. But, where was I going with this? Yeah, obviously, that's the main one. I know this. Every time, people at work say it all the time. So when you gonna lock it in? I was like, I'm pretty sure it's locked in. I just need to like really announce it, which I'm gonna do. But I think a necklace would be nice, right, guys? Or some I don't know. I could get her. I want to get her a million stuff, dude. I don't know. A million stuff. I want to get her that. But yeah, that's coming. And I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm going to get a separate gift for the baby shower, I feel like. Yeah, I feel like that's how I do it. But yeah, that's what's going on. Last Friday, let me tell you this. Actually, this is fun. I don't know if this is going to be a fun story, but let me tell you. Let me tell you what happened Friday. So Friday morning, I wake up, right? As one does. And I'm excited because it's Friday. It's the last day. I get the weekend. And I'm on my way to work. And, dude, I don't even... I turn on the truck and I'm headed out. I always turn on the truck, like, 20... As soon as I wake up and put on clothes, I turn on the truck and then I come back and groom myself, like, brush my teeth and... So the truck warms up, yada, yada. And I, as soon as I go back in with... I'm ready to go, I start to pull off. And the driver wheel... Or, like, I just noticed that the steering wheel was pulling to the left. And I was like, what the fuck's going on, dude? And I was like, it did not used to do this. And I was like, oh, whatever, I'll just... I'll just keep driving. And I did. And it's weird, yeah. I keep going to the left, and on the highway, I keep going major. And then I start hearing, like, a du-du-du-du-du-du-du-du, you know, that shit. So, like, oh, hell no. I pull over. And, dude, I pulled over right in time because the tire was, like, busted. Like, completely busted. So, it's, like, 6:30 in the morning around there. And I get to work. I got to get this bitch on. It sucks to do it in the morning, dude, because it's cold. I didn't even have my coffee because we ran out and we didn't have coffee. So I'm like, no, I'm not. It's Friday. I don't have my coffee. My tires popped. Such a fucking first world problem. I had to get on it. I'm doing it. Fucking. There's these, you know, little roadblocks that are in the way of everything. As in, like, you know. I don't know where the cat is, or not the cat, the jack is, and then I find it, it's a small ass one, like, you know, trying to get it under at the right position, trying not to fuck up everything else, and then I find a little tool piece, putting that together in the cold, not being able to see, because it's kind of dark, it's still dark out, the sun's not up yet, and the cars are zooming past you, bruh, and they don't even go for it. You got a trucker, I feel like it was a cartoon. You know those cartoons, like, and everything goes flying, you know? Papers are flying for whatever reason. Some type of documents. After a truck passes by, there's always paper. Watch any movie. That's how it felt like, bro. I could have sworn his fucking... Some documents out the truck just came out. I was like, fuck. My hat blew off my head, bro. But... Yeah. I get the spare tire down, took forever, put that, you know, just changing the tire on the freeway, dude, and then I get to work, and I send him the picture of, I send the foreman a picture of my fucking beat up wheel, and I just sent it to him. I didn't text him anything, I just sent him that picture, and then he calls me later, but, with the timeline, my bad. I send the picture, and then I get the spare tire on, and I'm still mad, and I'm like, bruh, I'm gonna go to McDonald's now and get myself a coffee, which was the plan, by the way. I was gonna go to McDonald's regardless, because I'm gonna have my coffee. If there's one thing, bruh, I'm gonna have my coffee, and yes, it's gonna be black with 7 sugars, please. Alright? That's how I drink it. And, but this time, I pull up to McDonald's, I already have a mission accomplished. I already did a side quest. You know, to me, I already did something, you know, in less than an hour. So, you know what I did? I got a fucking sausage egg biscuit, or what's it called? Sausage's muffin with a coffee. And I showed up late to work. And I had an excuse. Boy, on a Friday. So yeah, that's what happened. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. You see, that Friday, my friend Omar, he's a musician. No, actually, trucker. Congrats, my man, my brother, my friend. He got a job as a trucker. You know, a young man. And our age as a truck driver, come on, bro. You feel me? So, shout out. what was I saying? Yeah, he was in buttfuck Sacramento and had a gig, got home like at 2 in the morning. Well, not, he didn't get home, actually, because I'm going to tell you what happened. At 2 in the morning, guess what? Tire popped. Was it the driver? No, it wasn't the driver. What was it? It was, I don't even know. No, it was the passenger side, front wheel, though. And, yeah. He gets stranded at midnight. Like, fucking 2 a.m., bro. Luckily for him, is that he heard that little noise, the thun thun thun, or, like, something rasping. And he pulls up to a gas station. He doesn't pull up on the side of the road. That right there was a 1,000 IQ right there play. That wasn't a 1,000 IQ play. I would have, yeah, he solved all your issues right there. And he didn't, it wasn't in Sacramento. He was on his way home, right? So he stopped in Elk Grove. I'm giving out hella information. yeah, he stops there at a gas station. And I was about to say the name of it. And he's called. He calls me, man. I didn't. Obviously, I'm dead asleep. I didn't hear it. Sorry, Omar. Yeah, it makes me feel bad. Sorry, dog. He Ubers home, expensive as fuck, $50. Cause that's what the heck. Right. I wake up at like almost 11. Because fuck you, dude. I'm going to sleep in. And my plan was to just go get the tire fixed. Because I went to work with the spare tire, with the fucked up tire in the cab. And I was like, all right, well, this is an issue for tomorrow. I still got to work. And I'm not going to do this after work on a Friday. You got me fucked up. But no, the universe had other plans. And they decided to give Omar a flat tire that night. So I get it in the morning, and they said Omar gets it the night, right? And, we, you know, we locked in like that because we homies. Wake up, call him, and he gives me the situation. He's like, I need your ass out here as soon as you can. I'm like, bet, boy. Bet, my homie. I'm there. I pull up, you know. So I don't even go to the tire mechanic, whatever. I'm just like, I'm just going to go with my homie, you know, do the thing. I get to his house, dog. I get to his house. I'm like, oh, okay, let's get this shit. Come on, let's go. You ready? You ready? And then I'm waiting for him, actually. I don't know what happens. We're there, like, you know, talking this shit, you know, laying out the plan and whatever. Excited about the drum set. We bought a drum set. Not we. Omar bought a drum set. I helped him bring it with the truck, by the way. This truck was running perfectly, right? So we're just talking, and then like, you ready? All right, I'm ready, let's go. Boom. I turn it, nothing, boy. Oh my god, my truck's dead. So The fucking savior needs to be saved. Ain't that a bitch? And Omar's car is still out there. And he has a nice car. So this is just another roadblock. Another, for no reason. It was running good. I don't know how. I don't know what happened. So luckily Omar has a battery charger. If we try that. And this is where we're stupid. I'm going to say this, Omar, but it's okay. It's so embarrassing. So Omar has a battery charger, like a legit battery charger. You plug it into the wall, right? And and we plugged it into the wall. We're like, oh, it doesn't reach the truck, right? And we're like, all right, we'll just take the battery off. And then put it next to the charger and we'll charge it like that. So we do that. It took us, bro, no lie, it took us like 30 fucking minutes to take apart the battery in the truck and then put it next to the battery, right? And then I don't know where the idea just lit up in my head. I was like, bro, why don't we just grab an extension cord and put the battery next to the truck? Dog. Bro. Oh my god, dog. The embarrassment. Oh my god, hella mad. He was. Oh my god, dog. That shit was. I was dead. I was so flabbergasted. I was just like, bro, we're stupid. How are we alive? How are we men? It was so humiliating. It was so humbling, you know. And I was like, we gotta get through this. We're not like, there's no way. Luckily, a real man. No, not even a man. No, I might not say that. A feller pulls up, Omar's father, and he has a truck, and he looks in it. He's like, you know, yeah, it's probably a dead battery. We're trying to work on it. Put the battery back on. And the original problem is that Omar's car is still out there. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Let's go get your car. And he was like, all right. So thank you to Omar's dad. He let us use the truck, pick up Omar's car. And Omar hasn't eaten. I ate a little bit. But, you know, it also looked good, you know. And we ate that crispy chicken, you know, at the gas station, right where, when we get there at the gas station that, what's it called, where his car was incapacitated. And we have a little lunch, and we're having a little lunch, and a fucking woman pulls up with the lousiest intent of a scam. It was so stupid. It was so fucking dumb. Me and Omar were so confused. She was like, it was like, oh, have you, are you guys working? And then like this and that, and we say what we're working in. And then she was like, oh, have you guys ever thought about bringing up your own business and stuff? Like, I have a lot of mentors that have their own businesses, and I'm in pursuit of that. And you know, you can never do things alone. So I did, you know, you guys look like, I don't know, not in those exact words, but her intent was to get us into her little program or whatever, and then we can also get other people into the program. And it's just a lousy. She didn't even, it wasn't even specific. It was a scam. It was 100% a scam. So, yeah, that happened on the little lunch, which was interesting, you know. And then we changed Omar's tire. I got to drive Omar's car, which was a very funny experience. I didn't want to. It's a very fast car. That's why. American muscle type of deal. And it's not really my type of car. You know, I like a little box truck. 90s, 80s truck. Give me a little S10, you know, with some thick wheels. That's what I'm into. And no, it's a sports car. That's what he has. And I don't even know what it's called. That's why I keep saying that. And it was, dude, that shit has balls, bro. You would have barely even press it, and you were already at 90 for no reason. And yeah, it was cool. We get back, and we left it on the charger, segunda, con la extensión, with the extension, with the brilliant idea of, you know, just extending the power source and charging the battery from the front. So we did that. That whole ordeal of getting the wheel, we took the wheel off, took it to a tire shop in Sacramento, and then came back and did the whole thing again. It took like another hour or two, which is fine. You know, I'm happy to help my friend. And I got a story out of it. It's fun. Came back. Battery's not charged. That bitch is dead. And I'm like, bruh. I still don't lose faith. We asked the neighbor who we... I was surprised he helped us out because we fucking blast music right up his door twice a week at least for an hour or two. And I was surprised. He was like, yeah, of course. You know, he gave us the, what are they called? Jumper cables. You know, and that was very nice of him. And again, we did it from the truck. And como quiso agarrar, como like, it was going to get, you know, it was going to work for a little bit. But then it was just too dead. Like, it kept throwing like, or whatever. I don't know. I suck at sound effects. But I don't know, bro. It wasn't enough. And again, I'm not about to, because I know batteries are expensive, dude. So I was like, can you just drop me home? I think Omar said, I could drop you off home and then you can probably just take it to AutoZone. Oh, he said take the battery with you. And then you could figure out from there. Take it to AutoZone and see if it's actually dead or if they could just charge it. And that's the plan. And I did that. Next day, take it to AutoZone. So my tire is still fucked up in the truck that's dead in Omar's driveway. Next day. Is it Sunday? It's Sunday, I think. My girl goes to work. I drop her off in her car. It's the most, like, I don't know, emasculating thing ever. I go to Omar's house, pick up my wheel, get the wheel changed, come back to Omar's house, put the wheel back on, put the spare back on. I go back to AutoZone. My bad, AutoZone was before I got to Omar's. Go back to AutoZone after I put the wheel on to find out that the battery is just a dead battery. It's whatever. I knew where this was going, but bro, come on. They're almost $300. So they're like, it has warranty. It can get you a discount for it can get you $50 back, or you can input that to the next battery. And then I also had like a little discount on my own end. So it ended up being like $100-something bucks. Which I was grateful for. And then I put the battery on the truck. And dude, I was about to be so fucking mad, because I turned on the thing and it turns on, right? On the first try, after like an hour of putting it, like, doing all that, when I got back, I turned it on first try. And I get to celebrate. Oh, yeah, boy. 10 seconds later. Dead. Again. And I was like, oh, no. I got out and everything. I go back in and I'm like, oh, hell no. I don't even, like, I spin that bitch again and it turns on. And this time I'm just like, I do a lap around the truck and shit for like a minute or two. And I'm like, all right. Yeah, and then I just took it for a spin. That was my weekend. And that's running great. Well, I'm about to say it right now. Knock on wood. The check engine light turned off. All right. And I was very happy about that. Bro, once you start saying shit like that, now, bro, watch in a week or two, I'll let y'all know. It was the first time seeing that dashboard clear. For whatever reason, the what's it called? The parking brake is always on. I don't know why that's a... But yeah, that's another issue for another day. And then I also want to fix the heating and air conditioning in that bitch. And then... I mean, I might as well... I want to put another wheels on it. But that's a lot of money. I put another transmission in it. I'm paying it off still. And, we out here. What's going on, man? The job's slowing down. But, dude, it's, like, always been that way. Ever since, like, COVID happened. it's never been back to its normal rate, and they're just expecting too much out of people. And also, people don't want to, like, people just aren't motivated. People aren't excited anymore, you know? They dread work because we know. I was telling my girl this, we know we're getting fucked. Back then, we didn't know. Back then, my dad woke up with, like, hell yeah, I'm going to get to work. And he believed he made good money because he didn't know. No one knew back then they were getting fucked. Because the social media didn't exist like that, you know? It is what it is. We just know too much. And there's a saying in that, what's it called? What's that saying? Like, the more knowledge you have, the more depressed you are, or something like that. Like, that's true. Like, or another one is ignorance is bliss. Like, yeah, ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not know, because then I'd be happier, you know? So, I don't know, but yeah, it's slow, but I'm also happy to be working. A lot of people don't have jobs, so I'm glad to be working, making money. I hate to look at it that way, like, I'm making money, right? But because it makes you believe that you're in it for the wrong reason. But then everyone's in it for that reason. All these motherfuckers making contracts and shit, they're not, I mean, why are they in there for? To make money. So, yeah. I told them. But, yeah, man, I feel good. You know, just day by day. What's been going, what I've been doing? Dude, I've been getting to work on time. That's a big thing for me. I've also been playing the bass every day. That's false, alright? I missed like a day or two within the, but I'm playing more consistently. Alright. Oh, you know what else? In my job, I'm doing like the annoying shit. Like, because there's stuff in the job that everyone just doesn't do. Like, or it's just like, not that it's too much trouble, because it's your job. It's just like, you can almost get away with not doing it. But if you get called on it, then you just have to do it, no matter what. Like, you know, there's no complaining, but I've been trying to do those things just on the first go. Because I know, like, I don't know, it's just, why wait? Or why, I'm trying to instill some type of discipline, man, because, yeah, I have to discipline myself. That's what it is. I need it's discipline and what's it called? Me and Omar were talking about it. Hard work and discipline. Hard work and discipline will get me farther than talent. But if you have talent, then you'll be something, or I don't know. Not that you'll be something, it's just you'll be set. You'll be, I don't know. Because for me, I think the goal is to be a good person. And to feel good all the time. But the hardest thing for me right now is to do. And to connect, or what's in it? I have anger is one of them for sure. That's a bitch. I don't know. You can't ask someone about their issues. You have to ask somebody else and then analyze that, you know? That's what it is. Yeah, you can't really do it yourself. That's biased as fuck. Because think about an issue of your family member. You'll think about dozens. But they probably don't even know that until you tell them. Oh, that's what it is. Communication. Ah. Holy shit. Yeah, that's what it is, dog. That's what it is. Or the willing to, with the will to do it as well. You kind of like, it's not encouraging when the other party doesn't want to do it either, or has no intention to even do that, because they don't know what it is. So they're not. Yeah, man, I don't know. But yeah, back to work. I'm trying to do my best every day, my best. Like, you know, maybe get into the habit of, like, at the end of the day, like, did I try my best? And, like, even if the answer is no, that's all right. It's okay. You know, it wasn't that day then. You didn't try your best that day, but, you know. Wait, what's it called? No, what am I trying to say? Like, yeah, like, it was just your best that day, but other days you were better. You know what I mean? But sometimes that day was just your best. Like, that was just your best that day. Even though you know you can do better, that day, it was just, you knew within yourself that that was your best. And also knowing that you could have done better and being okay with that. Some days you'll get it and sometimes you just won't. It's all right. But you know what? As long as you keep doing, you'll figure it out. You'll be there. You won't even like, not know, but you won't even like notice that you've already surpassed a level that you were struggling beforehand. If you just keep doing. If you just keep doing, that's it. I heard this story. Well, I hear a lot of shit. I pay attention. I don't know. I'm quiet. I like listening. That's it. And then I like talking about it to nobody. Because no one has the time to listen. But I have lots of shit to say, man. Is if it's worth listening to? No. I know it's not. But I just, it's like the shower talk, bro. I be talking to myself and I just want to let it out. Because then I don't know. I feel like I just need to let it out. Because sometimes it's bad thoughts. And that's the issue. But those good thoughts, I like to let those out too. Because why not? It's fun. You know, it's a practice. I also like to, it's also like having a conversation with myself. You know, and that might be a disorder. But, you know, we'll get there. But what was I saying? Fuck, I lost, yeah. Doing, yeah. You'll solve most of your problems by just doing the shit. Cause yeah. If you fix over the stuff that you don't know, I feel like you'll develop a fear. I feel like, cause I would get scared of shit like that. Or I would scare myself because I just kept asking myself questions that weren't answerable until I started doing the thing. And then guess what? You start doing the thing, you start answering your questions. But those same questions stopped me from doing, because it's always like, what if this happened? What if, well, you just have to do it sometimes. You know? And if it's too high of a risk, then you might, if it's like, I don't think it's death, you know, maybe the highest risk is like you might hurt yourself a little bit, a little scrape or emotional damage. But you won't die. I don't feel like, you know, most of our, you know, our troubles or something. I don't know. They're learning experiences. You have to get over that. And I have, you know, I feel like I lose sight of that sometimes, most of the time. But yeah. I've been getting into what's it called? Marcus Aurelius, the Roman Emperor, and Stoicism. Sound like an absolute Chad. But I think it's great. I think I want to name my son Marcus. Honestly, I do. Because, yeah, Marcus, he'll be named after the Roman Emperor. one of the most powerful men to exist at one point. And what was I going? Why did I even mention this? I've just been getting into that. Yeah, a lot of Joe Rogan recently. Judge Judy, that hits like a... Bro, that shit always hits. Lunch break, get you some Judge Judy on that bitch. Laugh at other people's mistakes. And then learn something, too. What else do I want to say? Am I out of it? Well, I got to go soon. I got to go to Omar's and, you know, get down. Yeah, we need to try. We're trying more. We're trying to just put more output, more dedication, and discipline. Oh, my God, the importance of discipline. Shit, man. Oh, I got congratulated the other day. By the other day, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. A coworker of mine, he was just like, "What's up, bro? Like, congratulations! I heard that you're having a baby. Like, what's the gender? Like, I'm so happy for you. This and that." And again, here goes the same question. He was like, "When are you gonna put a ring on it, man? Come on!" And then he shows me his ring, and come to find out that they just got married, or him and his lady, you know. And I was like, "Oh, hell yeah." But, yeah, he was like, "Oh, happy for you, dog. It's good that you're young because I'm fucking damn near 50 years old and no child yet." And that was crazy to me. I was like, "Oh," but then at the same time, you know, you never know what happens. You know, I knew this coworker of mine for like 2 years already, 2-3 years. And I never knew. Like, he never had, he just looked like, or it looked like he may have had kids, and I don't know what he looked like, but in that moment, I was like, damn, like, he don't got kids, you know, and I was like, "Well, I'm happy that you're married and stuff," and then he was like, "Man, it's gonna be for the better, dog, like, it's a blessing," and one of the things that was funny to me is that he said, you're gonna be broke, I'll tell you that, you're gonna be broke, but, you know, it's gonna change you, maybe, it might change you for the better, yeah, and it's a blessing, and, you know, cherish it, like, really enjoy it. And then he also said, cherish right now, too, because you're never going to get it back. Like, that sleep, sleeping in, all that shit, all the playing video games, you better cherish that because that's going to go away. He was like, unless you really want it, that's going to go away. So, but, I mean, maybe that might be true, but I disagree. I feel like parenting, I don't know, dog. Here goes the thing, is that everyone feels that they could do it until they have one, so. I mean, am I going to be that parent that gives the kid a tablet? I don't know. They might have a tablet, but it's just, no. I want to be a parent, bro. I want to be present. I want to be, like, more helpful with the pampering of a baby too. I don't even know how to change a diaper, bro. I'm being dead ass. I've never done it, so that's gonna be like wild. And I'm also happy that the first diaper I ever changed is gonna be my daughter's, you know. But yeah, I want to learn how to do that. There's a lot of shit that I need to learn, and I don't know. I should be preparing myself, honestly. I should be, like, watching videos on how to do shit. I feel like the TikToks help me and Instagram. Oh, TikTok's getting banned, so I'm just going to put this out there. Let everybody know that there's an app called TikTok, and it ran everybody's lives for a good 5 years. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. I want to be more involved than the last generation of men. I don't feel like they were that involved. But then maybe I'm just talking shit. Who knows how involved my dad was. As in, like, you know, like, feeding me and nurturing me, or, you know. And then the fucking argument was, I was working. Well, yeah, but I don't know. This generation, she's working now, too. So it's only fair that I'm over, like, just as present, right? Right? Does that not make sense? But, yeah, man, I'm probably gonna call it from right here. It was nice talking. I don't really have much to say. I feel good. I feel better than last podcast. You just get mad, bro. You just get irritated. You just feel like people, like the world never, yeah, like fuck the world, fuck everybody, you know. And I still feel that way, but over a course of time, you start being a negative person. You start having an attitude towards everything, and it's not good, because then the people around you be like, "What the fuck's wrong with you?" And I'm trying, all right. Even though I know, like, fuck everybody, you know, but not within my own people. Like, I gotta have a better attitude for the people around me, you know. But still, fuck everybody. Fuck y'all. Peace.